The Ellen Payton Trail, read by Zoe Mulver. This trail was compiled by Jewel Koopman for KZN Literary Tourism. Ellen Payton is most famous as the author of the world-renowned novel Cry, the Beloved Country. He also wrote two other novels, poetry, short stories, biographies, autobiographies, and political articles. He was torn between being an author and a politician. He was a founder member of the Liberal Party of South Africa in 1953, its national chairman from 1956 to 1958, and its national president from 1958 to 1968. He is also famous as a humanitarian, educationalist, a reformer of the juvenile justice system, from his time as principal of the Diep Kloof Reformatory, 1935 to 1948, and as a fierce opponent of apartheid. He was born and educated in Pietermaritzburg, and he retained ties with it throughout his life, calling it the lovely city in his autobiography. Places to visit. Stop 1. 19 Pine Street, 1903 to 1914. This was Ellen Payton's childhood home. According to his birth certificate, he was actually born in the home of their neighbour, Mrs. Ridley, in 9 Grayling Street on 11th of January 1903. Ellen Payton writes about his home life in his autobiography Towards the Mountain, and Peter Alexander writes about how his early upbringing influenced his character in Ellen Payton, a biography. His father, James, had emigrated from Glasgow, Scotland, and worked as a court reporter. Although he wrote poetry and loved nature, he was a strict, domineering father. Payton's mother was Eunice James, a gentle person who had been a schoolteacher and was born in Pietermaritzburg. He was the oldest of 4 children, having a younger brother, Ethel, and 2 younger sisters, Eunice, known as Dorry, and Ailsa. His grandmother, Elizabeth Payton, also lived with them. Consequently, there was no bedroom for the 2 boys, and they had to share the enclosed veranda at the back. There is a bronze plaque on the front veranda of this house. Stop 2. The Christadelphian Ecclesia, Boehm Street. When James married Eunice, this was frowned upon by his Christadelphian community of Ecclesia, as she was a Methodist. He fell out with the Christadelphians, and even when his wife and children joined the community, he no longer worshipped there. On Sunday mornings, Eunice and the children would walk to the Christadelphian Ecclesia. When they came back from the service, they had lunch, and then the children preached a sermon to their father. Ellen prepared his sermons carefully, and it was from this early exposure to the authorized version of the Bible that his later writing and speeches took a biblical tone, and from which he learned a strict morality. After the sermons, the family had Sunday afternoon tea, followed by a long walk in the surrounding countryside. In reaction to his father, he came to hate authoritarianism, but retained a love of nature and poetry. In 1931, Ellen Payton made the final break from the Christadelphians when he became confirmed as an Anglican. Stop 3. Russell Girls High School, formerly Berg Street Girls School, corner Chapel and Berg Streets, Peter Kirchhoff and Hussein Hafiji Streets. At the age of 6 in 1909, Ellen was sent to the Berg Street Girls' School, which was attended by both boys and girls for the first 3 years. Ellen's mother had already taught him the basics by that time, thus he was far beyond all his classmates and stayed in Sub A for only 2 weeks. He was then sent to Sub B for another few weeks, after which he was promoted to Standard 1, where he nevertheless came top of the class in spite of being much younger than his classmates. He was, from then on, always smaller and younger than everyone else in his class, and so was bullied in the playground. It was here that the incident happened which is described in The Gift, in Knocking on the Door, and in Towards the Mountain. His mother sent the young black servant to the school, carrying hot cocoa and scones for Alan. He was so embarrassed in front of the bigger boys, who teased him, that he denied that he knew this boy or that the food had been sent by his mother. This incident played on his mind until he wrote it down 40 years later. Stop 4. Echo Road, formerly 551 Bulwer Street, 1914 to 1924. In 1914, the Paytons moved to a larger house on the other side of town, bought by James Payton for £850. It had a large garden containing many trees, including an orchard of fruit trees. In those days, the house was open to the countryside. From this house, the Payton boys cycled to Maritzburg College, going through Alexandra Park. The house has now lost its trees, having become Jika Joe's taxi and bus depot. However, the original house is still there, in fairly good condition, seen from the street, but one may not go in. Stop 5. The Tatum Art Gallery, formerly the Supreme Court and Post Office, opposite the City Hall, corner of Commercial and Chief Albert Luthuli and Church Streets. There is a coffee shop here, which is a good place for a tea or coffee break. One can park at the Game Centre, entrance from Luop Street, Jabu and Glovo Street, coming from Boshoff Street. Built in 1875, this building has been beautifully restored as the art gallery. It was here that James Payton, Alan's father, worked as a shorthand writer in the Supreme Court. Many years later, two paintings which in 1952 had been bought for the Jan Hofmeyr Memorial Trust with £100, 200 rand, donated by Alan Payton, were realized to become very valuable, worth almost 40,000 rand, and were bought by the Tatum Gallery in 1988. The paintings were a landscape by Pirnieff and a still life by Priller. From the street corner near the gallery, looking down Long Market Street, Langali Balele Street, one can see the former Lambert Wilson Project Library of the former Natal Society Library. This was where the headquarters of the Liberal Party of South Africa were housed, the offices being on the first floor. The LPSA was the only multiracial political party in the country at the time. Alan Payton was involved in the party as a member, chairman and president from its inception in 1953 until it was forced to close by the nationalist government in 1968. Being given the choice of becoming a whites-only party or disbanding, it chose to disband. Stop 6. 10 My Hill Road, formerly 10 Gough Howick Road, 1930 to 1935. Alan Payton's first teaching post was at Ikopo High School, where he was boarding master in the hostel from 1925 to 1928. While he lived in Ikopo, he met his wife-to-be, Doris Olive Lusted, née Frances, who was widowed in 1925. They were married in 1928 and moved to Pietermaritzburg, where Payton took up his post at Maritzburg College. They bought this house in 1930. It is still owned by the family to whom the Paytons sold it when they moved to Diepkloof Reformatory, the Kimmenses, and it still has a peaceful and spacious garden. While living here, Dorry gave birth to her first son, David Francis Payton, in 1930. In 1934, Payton contracted typhoid fever, enteric fever, and almost died. He was ill for 75 days and was hospitalized at St. Anne's, where he became extremely thin from the starvation diet, which was the treatment given at that time. After recovering from his illness, he applied for and was given the post of principal of the Diep Kloof Reformatory in Johannesburg, which experience was to change his life. This house may be viewed from the street only. His other homes are as follows. Diep Kloof Reformatory, Staff House, July 1935 to June 1948. Annerley, rented a cottage, then a house, August 1948 to April 1953. Boerters Hill TB Settlement, Staff House, May to December 1953. 23 Linton Road, Kloof, April 1954 to 1968. And 14 Boerters Hill Road, Boerters Hill, named Lintrose, 1968 to 1988. Stop 7, Maritzburg College, College Road, 1914 to 1918, 1928 to 1935. A visit to the college grounds and old buildings can be arranged with the college marketing officer at the following number: 033-342-9376. In 1914, the Paytons moved house, and Alan Payton won a Natal provincial bursary to Maritzburg College. He was only 11 years old when he started there, and he stayed there through the war years, matriculating with distinction in 1918. He returned to Maritzburg College as a teacher from 1928 to 1935. He took great pride in his old school and came back at times over the years to present prizes and make the end-of-year speech. In December 1963, Maritzburg College's centenary year, he wrote a poem in wet cement on the old gym wall, where it can still be seen. In 2004, Maritzburg College honoured their most famous pupil by naming their large new hall the Alan Payton Memorial Hall. This hall can be seen from the Alexandra Park side of college. In Towards the Mountain, we can read anecdotes about Payton's years as a college pupil, including Mr. Fluff Abbott's fire drill on his return from a bout of drinking at the Victoria Club, to which he had travelled in a rickshaw. Stop 8. Alan Payton Centre, University of KwaZulu-Natal, UKZN. King Edward Avenue, entrance to UKZN, formerly University of Natal, formerly Natal University College. After matriculating at Maritzburg College, Alan Payton went on to become a student at the age of 16 at Natal University College from 1919 to 1924. He was awarded a Natal Education Department bursary in 1919 and enrolled for a science degree in order to become a science and mathematics teacher, in spite of his talent as a writer. He enjoyed his years at university, made some good friends, and became enlightened about other forms of Christianity and the wider world. He read and wrote poetry as a hobby, played sport, and joined the dramatic and debating societies, the SCA and the SRC, of which he was president in 1923 and 1924. He received a BSc with distinction and a higher diploma in education. Payton was to remain committed to and involved in his old university for the rest of his days, as president of convocation and as honorary president of NUSAS. Alan Payton died in his home in Boerters Hill at the age of 85 on the 12th of April 1988. His first wife, Dorry, had died on the 23rd of October 1967. In February 1968, Anne Hopkins started working for him as his secretary. Alan and Anne got on well and were married on the 30th of January 1969. When Payton died, Anne donated the contents of his study to the archives of the University of Natal in Pietermaritzburg. The archivist, Jocelyn Leslie Smith accepted them enthusiastically, and it was from this donation and the support of the university principal, Professor Colin Webb, that the Alan Paton Center developed. Alan Paton donated the entire contents of his study to the university, including his books, journals, furniture, and awards. Then followed his papers, manuscripts, letters, speeches, and photographs. A replica of Paton's study in Bertha's Hill has been created, arranged in the same way as it was then. This forms the nucleus of the Alan Paton Center. Many additional archival donations have been received since the center opened in 1989, including the archives of the Liberal Party, which were unearthed from their hiding places by Paton's great friend and Liberal Party colleague, Peter Brown. Other donations from organizations which opposed apartheid, such as the Black Sash and Pieter Maritzburg Agency for Christian Social Awareness, now form the Struggle Archives.